I'm Jamie Fust. Our team consists of Shima Joseph, Shaku Nair, and Krishna Bayareddy. Our coach is Paul Gilbo. And we argue that current evaluation procedures of GMOs are adequate to determine their long-term impacts on the environment and human health. Since the advent of the use of GM crops commercially, their use has become commonplace. From 1994 to 2007, 287.1 million acres of GM crops have been planted worldwide. And during this time, there have been no documented cases of adverse effects on the health or on the environment from any approved product of biotechnology. In terms of entomology and insect control, most commercially available GM crops that are intended to control insects are BT plants. The discovery of BT's insecticidal properties occurred early in the 20th century, and since then, the environmental and human health impacts of BT have been widely investigated. BT is the proteinaceous crystalline endotoxin produced upon sporulation of Bacillus thuringiensis, and Bacillus thuringiensis is a naturally occurring and ubiquitous species in the environment. In fact, BT has been labeled for pesticide application since 1961. For over 100 years, humans have had a scientific relationship with BT, and this long relationship suggests that BT products are highly predictable. The rigorous evaluation that GM BT crops have undergone has resulted in their widespread use. As a consequence, the adoption of BT crops for insect control has resulted in a worldwide decrease in pesticide usage, lowered energy consumption, reduced carbon emissions, and has improved both farmer and worker health and safety. In terms of safety assessments of GM crops, these are internationally standardized by the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization. And in the US, these are governed by the EPA, USDA, and the FDA. More specifically, the role of the EPA is to regulate pesticidal substances produced by plants. The USDA and APHIS regulates the spread of pests, weeds, and diseases, while the FDA regulates aspects of food safety, food additives, as well as feed and medical products. The EPA is the major body that enforces regulations that pertain to health and the environment. Covered in their jurisdiction are the PIPs, or plant incorporated protectants, the evaluation, as well as pesticides. The evaluation of GMOs is performed on a case-by-case basis for each product seeking registration. This approach has resulted in an evaluatory process that is more elaborate and intensive than those accepted and established procedures that are used to evaluate pesticides. The frameworks for evaluation include human health risk assessments that monitor the toxicity, allergenicity, and nutritional effects of gene insertion on crop plants. Environmental risk assessments focus on ascertaining the organism's ecological and life history traits, especially as they compare to the non-transformed crop. The effects and environmental stability of the gene insertion on the crop plant, in addition to a suite of other ecological considerations, are assessed. In evaluations by the EPA, the product is characterized in several steps. The crop's biological traits and its modifications are investigated, as well as the organic source of the gene construct, the biology of the host plant species, its nutritional information, and any potential anti-nutritional substances that could be produced by the plant, its pests, its pathogens, or weeds are investigated. The genetic stability and integrity of the inserted DNA are traits to be quantified. The number and location of insertion loci over several generations of seed or vegetative propagation are established. The pesticidal protein itself is fully characterized, and attention paid to the expression pattern and its intensity in multiple tissues. In mammalian allergenicity and toxicity testing, the source of transferred genes are investigated. Acute digestibility assays are performed, and amino acid sequence homology comparisons are made in order to compare those with known amino acid sequences of known allergens. A failure in these tests leads to more elaborate and long-term immunological and feeding trials. The effects on non-target organisms such as soil invertebrates and pollinators and related plant species are investigated. The environmental fate in terms of debris and pollen are also analyzed. Insect-resistant management strategies are investigated with the goal of setting specific refuge requirements that aim to limit the development of resistance. The evaluation of GM crops is more stringent than crops developed by traditional plant breeding, irradiation, or mutagenesis techniques in which genetic changes are not characterized by any form of evaluation. In truth, DNA alterations by new GM technologies are far more predictable and controllable than those of conventionally bred plants that have been used for decades. Governmental agencies that evaluate GMOs are not the only influential players shaping biotechnology's regulation and use. Industry plays an important role in implementing precautionary measures via voluntary initiatives such as corporate social responsibility and participation in the UN Global Compact and ISO 14001. These initiatives seek to help companies in establishing environmental policies that minimize impacts. Overall, a company's reputation is its most important asset. Beyond the EPA and industry's roles, all GM foods and feeds on the U.S. market complete an FDA market consultation that enacts regulatory action for adulterated or improperly labeled foods, and this provides added assurance to consumers. The pressure to provide assurances of safety can be considered overkill. The risk assessments for most GMOs are considered excessive and go well beyond the data required for federal agencies to assess the relative safety of a product. The evaluation of GM crops is not a static process. In fact, the evaluation procedures for each crop are specifically designed on a case-by-case basis. And those procedures, they are evolving with each product and they evolve with growing knowledge and experience. The stringent evaluations, extensive reviews, and the long exhaustive processes with multiple components have led to products with a wide acceptance. In conclusion, it is the integration of extensive efforts by both governmental agencies and industry that assures adequate long-term protection of the human health and the environment.
GMOs in the field. What about the case, in one of the forms talks about Starling. What about, would that not be an adverse case?
That was our second slide that's reference taken from Dr. McEwen. He's a professor at the University of California and he has wide publications in this subject. And this is a perfect quote from his article that's published this year that she says there is no evidence, documented scientific evidence, that has adverse effect.
Another point to that is Starlink is specifically meant for food, animal consumption, animal feed. So it's not meant for human consumption.
Well, but an adverse effect would be that somehow it got into the human food supply.
But there is no specific information in the literature that says that it has any casualty or any adverse effect on human being.
In fact, one of your own references states that no allergic reactions were found.
And one of your references also stated that this is also can be considered a medium has a medium liability of being an allergen.
We're not debating this. Sorry. We're just clarifying points made by the protein.
I have a question about that. You did mention that the evaluation procedures look at acute toxicity. What about cases of chronic toxicity?
Well, EPA considered both the acute and the chronic level of toxicity. In the case of acute toxicity, they have specific tests that's run for 14 days. 14 days is important because if there is any toxicity that is there, that should appear in the digestive system and different system of the organism. So if you looked at the test and the concerned organism, and they looked at that digestive, their digestive juice and whether protein exists or not. So if the protein is existing more than 14 days, then it's not going to pass the regulatory threshold. That means it is considered, and that means it is predictable for the long term.
Thank you.
For the long term.
You said that GM evaluations are more extensive than pesticides we are currently applying. Can you please clarify that? Can you repeat that?
Oh, sorry.
You said in one of your slides that GM evaluations are more extensive than pesticide evaluations in terms of human health? Can you, and the environmental health, can you please explain that with us?
If you look at the huge suite of characteristics that I presented to you, they encompass a wider range of environmental and human health human health consequences. Well, for human health consequences, it's slightly more narrow, but the huge suite of what is looked at ranges beyond simple LC50s and LD50s that are conducted for things like pesticides.